devastating to not participate in the final. It's sad to see that the eldest New South Wales Country Eagles didn't win the title. It's still been a ripper of a season for the team, hasn't it?
Yeah, no, it has. I think, like you said, I would have liked to have been out there. The boys are pretty disappointed, but not taking anything away from the season. It's the first sort of Bill Corb NRC final the Country Eagles have been in, and I think the crowd have got a good show.
Yeah, well, you started the season beautifully, part of Randwick, but also part of the New South Wales Waratahs, getting a few games. It must be nice to know that forever you're going to be a Waratah.
Yeah, it was a bit of a surreal experience, I suppose. But yeah, no, hopefully they're the start of many. I've just got to try and get this bit of an injury that I've got at the moment, get it fixed and be ready and roaring to go next year.
It's great to come up here, and that's the great thing about the Bill Corp NRC. You can come and relax after a game and have a few cans and have a bit of a dance badly and all that sort of stuff. And that's the great challenge, isn't it? Because from amateur rugby, we all love, and having a few cans and having a few beers and getting to know people, it gets real intense when you start getting paid the big dollars.
Yeah, I wouldn't say I'm on the big dollars, but it's good. I'm glad it was here in Tamworth. The community out here, we played our round 4 game out here, and it's always good to come back. The blokes enjoy coming back here and playing. Hopefully in the future we can do the same.
Well, the great news is you blokes laid the slab as well through the eldest New South Wales Country Eagles by coming up to Scone and being part of one of the Central North Junior days there. It's always great to see your heroes, and you would have been inspired by blokes when you were running around in the Kookaburra shirt. And also great news that the junior club is going well. But yeah, it's a bit of an effort to come up to Scone and do it, but it's something you got to do as a pro, haven't you?
Yeah, no, look, it is. I don't find it an effort at all. I came up here with Pete Playford and we cruised up, just took our time and, made a day of it. And it was good to get in, Scone. It was 600 kids showed up and all of them, keen to ask questions. And yeah, it's sort of, I don't know, it's the first one I've sort of done. A bit of a gala day like that. And it sort of reminded me of, like you said, how, it was when I was in their shoes and seeing blokes come out and do the same thing. So no, I'm glad that, I came, and hopefully those kids took a little bit away from it.
Yeah, well, what are you going to get up to now? You're going back out on the farm, or you're going to have a bit of a holiday before you get into the pre-season sometime in December?
Yeah, I'm actually planning a little trip away with Jake Gordon, Andrew Deegan and Lockie Burke. So, yeah, we'll get away for about a week and then I'll go home for about 8 days. I think if it sort of pulls up with the wet, we might be into harvest. So Dad'll have me on the tools, but I always enjoy going home and get home as often as I can. And yeah, it's important to get away from footy when it's not on. Like you said, pre-season for me starts early December, so hopefully I'll be refreshed, regenerated and keen to get into it then.
Well, Ned, it's been a sensational season for you, man. Swagger games again for the New South Wales Country Eagles. Also making your debut for the New South Wales Waratahs as well. It's just a nice way to end the season, even though it's a bit of a bludger to lose the final.
Yeah. No, it's been a good year. I've been pretty lucky, so hopefully next year it sort of continues on with the same sort of thing.